Zegemos Avi Murray, Arkansas Pilkas, Zegemos Daniel Shane, Yoshua Falik. Okay, continuing the packet one of the Piskei Halacha Shehu Yerushalmi Bavli. So we're talking about the discussion of the Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether the din of Avarabba, whether counts as Birkas HaTorah. And Yerushalmi seems to say only if you learn right afterwards. If you don't learn right afterwards, then not. And then maybe Kriya Shema is not that necessarily considering learning right afterwards, because maybe discussed yesterday, the altar and others, that maybe that's just Kabbalah's whole Malchus Shamayim. So, because if it was considered, like some pointed out yesterday, if it was considered learning, then it would be automatic that it would be considered a Birkas HaTorah, because you're most probably always learning saying the Kriya Shema right afterwards. Whereas the Bavli just says that if you are niftar by Virab, it sounds like more automatic. So let's take a look in the Rashba on page 5, the Chidushei Rashba. So the Chidushei Rashba has a discussion of maybe there's more than one proper girsa. Of this discussion of that you have to learn right afterwards. We'll see what is we have it Shehu Shoshana Alasar. But if you look in the Rashba, page 5 in the bottom, it says Gersina because of a Ravidzal. Says the Ravid. In other words, they don't have the girsa of Husha Shana Alasar, Hushakara Alasar. In other words, so that girsa was Hushakara Alasar, meaning if you say Kriya Shema right away.
Yeah, that's
for sure. Right. That's referring to Kriya Shema. Kushakara, meaning you said Kriya Shema. And that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. Visha, who also gives a call Shakara Kriya Shema, Somuch Lava Rabba, Yotzi de Bracha Kolayom, Visha Kvar Berichal Torah Pamachas Maboka. Well, it's far the Garci, Vusha Shona Alasar, Eda Bracha. Motzi also eli de also kriya smucha lebracha. Ha'im hifsik v'chazar v'kara tzarechu lachzor levarech.
Meaning after.
Right. So in other words, but according to the he says if you learn right afterwards, so then that learning is covered with the avarab. But if then you stop learning, so then you have to make another bracha.
Not if you stop them, if you didn't.
Look at the footnote. The girsa of Hu Shoshana, the Kaya Masha Omer Hishkim Lish, the Shanos, Perusho, Taf Lashonos Hurach, the Shona Al Asar, Valkay Komash, the Shona Shalom Al Asar Chayv Lavar Chale. Of Al Girsa of Hu Shakara, Tsar Klomi, the Kaya Al Mishakara Kriyashma, the Perusho, the Kark Shimu Yad, Lachar Avaraba, So he's saying that if the girsa is Hushakara, so then once you said Kriya Shema right away afterwards, then you're covered for the day. But if the girsa is Hu Sheshana Alasar, so he says that's going on Hishkim l'shanos perushon ha'chashanos urach b'shana al-asar v'alkein kol ma she l'shona shalo al-asar chayev l'vorach aleha.
Meaning, right after you finish davening, now you learn something.
Right, so now you learn something. So Hishkim l'shanos, he's saying it means that you, right after davening, you're learning.
Right.
And therefore, but you didn't say Birkas HaTorah. You didn't say Birkas HaTorah. So according to this, that Gersa, Ava Rabba could be a Birkas HaTorah for only what's learned right afterwards. But then, if you're going to learn later in the day, then you're going to have to make another Birkas HaTorah because it's not a full Birkas HaTorah. That's not the Pasha Pshat of what we assume in the poskim. In other words, the Pasha Pshat, we assume in the poskim is the part is you for the Ava Rabba is a full Birkas HaTorah that practices you for the whole day, provided that you learned afterwards.
To read it as Shakara afterwards, I'm going, this is against what I said yesterday, but to read it as Shakara and say it means Kriya Shema afterwards, it's not telling you anything new, because of course you say Kriya Shema right after Ava Rabba. Everybody knows. Right. So what's the issue?
Right. So, right. Could be the person. You're right. It's a little. You would have to say that it's coming to exclude some for some reason. Didn't say. In other words, he got up early and said he thought he was going to miss his mom, so he said Kriya Shema already, and then he said Ava Rabba later. But he figures he doesn't have to say Kriya Shema again because he already said it. It's a little bit hard. A little, you know. But okay. Oh, so I said I was going to tell you over the vort from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner's vort. Pachad Yitzchak on page 15. So first it's going on the Rambam on page 14. The Rambam has an interesting. Idea of somebody who, you know, we know the halacha is that if a person has to do a mitzvah, obviously he has to stop his learning and he does the mitzvah. Because, you know, you have to do mitzvahs too. You can't just learn. So the Rambam has a fascinating idea here, and the Rav Huttner makes it more fascinating than you would have necessarily seen on your own. So Rambam is in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Talmud Torah. He says, "Hayu lefanav asiyas mitzvah Talmud Torah." Well, you had two things confronting you. You had a mitzvah to do, and you had learning. So if it's a mitzvah that you don't have to do yourself, someone else can do the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, you have to put on tefillin, you have to do it yourself. You have to shake lulav, you have to shake it. But if it's a mitzvah that someone else can do, so you continue learning. Lo yafsik talmudo. But if it's a mitzvah that you have to do yourself, you have to shake lulav. No one can shake lulav for you. You have to put on tefillin. You have to eat matzah. Certain mitzvahs you have to do yourself. So then you have to stop your learning and you do the mitzvahs. You love Yasa mitzvah, v'yachzor l'talmudo. It says v'yachzor l'talmudo. So the question here is, what is the necessity for the Rambam to write v'yachzor l'talmudo? Of course, the chiddush is that you have to stop your learning. The fact that later on you're gonna do your learning, go back to your learning, that's pashut. So that's Rav Huttner's diyuk in the Rambam. The Rambam, we're on page 14, in packet 1. The Rambam says again, Perek Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah Halacha Dalet on page 14. Hayu lefan of asiyas mitzvah Talmud Torah mevsher the mitzvah leyasas al yidechem lo yafsik talmudo v'im lav yaseh mitzvah v'yachzol talmudo. So he should do the mitzvah and go back to his learning. So the question is, What is this idea of going back to learning? Isn't that Pashut? It's a good question. It's a good question. What's the Yachsel Talmud? So Rav Huda says a tremendous word. Let's see the Pachet Yitzchak. And then he's going to tie it into the Avarab. So he says like this on page 17. He says like this. We're Os Gimel, page 17. Akati Yesh Mokom Lodum Zadinach, every name is safer Pachet Yitzchak, Shah Chodesh Oviv, Mimer Samach Ches, Os Gimel, never Bezahalosh. Vadlan Talmud Torah, Bishfil, Asiyas Mitzvah, Shevshul Alasos, Bideacher. The Hikshu was there, Rabbosei Kadmon. The Lamalu Yiftor. Mikir mitzvah. In other words, how come we don't say famous question? Osik be mitzvah potter ben a mitzvah by Talmud Torah. You're learning, so osik be mitzvah potter ben a mitzvah. The lama lo yiftor mikir mitzvah b'shasha osik be Torah. Halom b'chol Torah chayim alon. The osik be mitzvah potter ben a mitzvah. Right? V'vurhu v'divrei and v'yishu v'chushizu. So he says the pashut answer is. In other words, what is learning worth if you're going to learn Hilchas Tefillin and never put on Tefillin? You're going to learn Hilchas Matzah and never eat the Matzah. Right? What is it worth? So the doing of the mitzvah makes your learning into real learning. Because learning, if it's not Almanas Lasos, is garnished. So the learning. Yeah, okay. But I'm saying learning, if you're not going to do mitzvahs, it's then the learning is not a real learning. It has to be almanaz lasos. We came in shasia.
Or you could say that doing the mitzvah is a kiyum in the learning.
Oh, so that's what I'm going to say. Shasia itnai belimud. That's a condition in the learning. That if you don't do the mitzvah, then there's a chisayon in the learning. Right? Efshar hu shal limud yiftor osu min ha-maisa. Those limud can't patter through the maisa. The mitzvah is a tanai in the learning. But the learning has to be albanas lasos, or else it's a chisayon in the learning. En kiyum ha-mitzvah omed michutz leinen. In other words, there are two types of things that you get when you do a mitzvah. One is you get a mitzvah, and then the shame kiyum hatanai shel talmud Torah. When you do a mitzvah, then your learning becomes a higher level of learning because it's almanaz lasos. So there are two kiyumim that I get when a person does a mitzvah. That's what he's quoting from himself that he wrote in another volume. So he says like this: Umitzadze Os Dalit, page 17. Shapi yesh mokum lo taruvas shar mitzvos einena giron b'matbeya birkas haTorah. So he says like this, that, wait till we get that, 1 second. So then, now, to look on page 18 now. We'll get back to the Avarabba. I want to show you this word. So he says, look at the Rambam, you and the Rambam, page 18 on the top, like those, hey. Hilchas Talmud Torah Perek Shlishi, Aloha Dao. Right, you have to mevatel Talmud Torah to do a mitzvah that cannot be done by other people. If the mitzvah can be done by other people, then you continue your learning. Vimlav yasa mitzvah yasa l'tamud. Al talushon. And shehosiv al gufa alocha shel bittul talmud Torah tevis yasa l'tamuda. Vaday the hosafa zut unabir. What's the point of yasa l'tamuda? Is it a pashut? In other words, the chiddush was that you ought to stop your learning to do the mitzvah. The fact that okay, now go back to your learning. You know what's the point? I mean, the whole atzma lo bittul talmud Torah ela asiyas mitzvah. In kein ma mokum yishkan. It's redundant. It's not necessary to say Yachzul Tamuda. In other words, what's the Chiddush? So he writes like this. Right, the famous concept that when you mevatel Talmud Torah, lachdosas kala, etc., that's a kiyum in Talmud, a kiyum because the Torah tells us to do these things. So he says like this: why are you mevatel the Torah? If you're mivatal Torah to do a mitzvah, or you mivatal Torah stam for nothing. So he says, so how do you know what it is? So he says like this. It all depends upon what you're going to do after you do the mitzvah. See, if you're going to, after you do the mitzvah, you're going to go back and learn. So then what are you showing? You're showing that really you wanted to learn the whole time. The only time, reason why you are learning is because you had to do a mitzvah. And therefore, what good is my learning if I'm not fulfilling what the learning is all about? So when I go back and after I've finished the mitzvah, I go back to learn. So then I'm showing that really I really wanted to learn the whole time. The only reason I was mevatel the learning is because I wanted to make my Torah into a Torah al menas lasos. So then when you went to do the mitzvah, not only you got a kiyum of a mitzvah, you got a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Because this made my Torah a Torah al menas lasos. So that, but if when you finished the mitzvah, you didn't go back to learning. So then you're not showing necessarily you would want to have been learning the whole time. Because even after the mitzvah is over, it's like someone once said, I forget from who, from Rav Hunda, maybe the name of Rav Lichtenstein, the idea like you go to a wedding, right? And you spend 5 hours at the wedding. So you could have been learning those 5 hours. And then you come home and you open a sefer. So this Rav, maybe Rav Lichtenstein from Shomer or whoever it was, said that shows you wanted to really be learning the whole time. So the Yachzur, the Talmudo, makes it what? Makes the 5 hours that you were at the wedding, not only you get schar for Gemilas Chesed to be at the wedding, you get schar for Talmud Torah. Because you showed that really you would have been learning the whole time. And the only reason why you weren't learning is because you had a mitzvah of Hachnasas Kala. So you get a kiyum a mitzvah of Talmud Torah during that. But if you weren't learning anyway, so then you get it. So you did a mitzvah, but you don't get a kiyum of Talmud Torah also because you wouldn't have necessarily been learning. You've been learning anyway. So Yachzur the Talmudo, the Chiddush is, and now you get a kiyum of Talmud Torah for all those hours that you were out doing the mitzvah. That's his explanation. That's what he writes here in Ozvot. He says, "Aval he muvatal Talmud Torah tzurch dvar shus o b'stam l'shem batola v'holech v'mechay mitzvahs hachdosas chal mitzvahs hotzas ameis." First word learned in learning is hotzas ameis. V'adai she'en kan ela schar mitzvah v'lo schar Torah. V'echad shalom kiyam ha-mitzvah. V'toch hefzik Talmudu l'shem kiyam mitzvah zu. V'zehu she'hosif ha-rambam b'halacha zu v'siyum v'yachzol l'talmudu. Zlomar, v'toch kach she'tekef v'achar ha-siyas ha-mitzvah u'chozel l'talmudu, ha-rein chovea o'dezeh ha-kichol hefsek Talmud lo bar el l'shem asiyas osa mitzvah. Uvikocha shal kviya zu re asiyas a mitzvah shalo is derzi l'mafrei mitok puloso shal achok shal bitul ozeh kiyuma. So that's his word. It's Megala Milsa l'mafreya that you get scharf Talmud Torah because you would have wanted to learn the whole time. Arai, as soon as you got back, you started learning again. So,
why is this Negel Halacha? That's not Negel Halacha. Rambam's Halacha.
Negel Halacha because now you're going to get a kiyum and tell
me. I still have to go do the mitzvah, even if I know I'm not going to learn.
Yeah, you still have to go do the mitzvah. You're still going to go do the mitzvah, but you'll only get a schar for a kiyum and mitzvah. You won't get schar for Talmud Torah. It's not going to be a difference on what you have to do, but it'll be a difference what kind of mitzvah you got. When you, just like the Rambam says, you can do a mitzvah b'yidura, you can do a mitzvah shalom b'yidura, you know, so this is showing that when you chose the Talmud, then the mitzvah you did for the 5 hours that you spent at the wedding, you're getting now schar Talmud Torah for them, not just schar asiyas a mitzvah. So it's telling you a chiddush in the maila of the mitzvah. That's what he's saying. Oh. So he says that. So now he's going to tie it into the Avarava.
So who was the answer to the Osig
Patamina Mitzvah? So Osig Mitzvah, you don't say Osig Mitzvah by Talmud Torah because then you'll always do mitzvahs. You always learn and you'll never do mitzvahs and you'll never do your Torah won't be Albanas Lassus. So that's a chisaron in the Talmud Torah that you're learning, but it doesn't mean anything because it says to put on tefillin. It says to do a mezuzah, you just learn about it, but you never do it.
But then it comes out of big nafkamin al halacha. Then, if I have a daf yomi class, yeah. And I give up the daf yomi class because I have to go to the chasana, and I'm not going to learn afterwards,
right?
So then I should not go to the chasana because then I am oisik b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah.
No, because then
only if I don't come back to learn. I don't have a kiyuma.
But if you don't come back to learn yet, but you still did a mitzvah, and you're still supposed to
do let me do the mitzvah of Torah.
You still
learning daf yomi is also a mitzvah. I still like to do a mitzvah.
Yeah, but it's a low level of, in other words, you got a mitzvah of chesed that you went to the chasana.
But that's all different than our Torah. That's a different single Torah. You're not telling me it's because chesed is more important than learning. You tell me that I have chesed,
but you didn't get a mitzvah of Talmud Torah during that.
But I don't. But I
you get a mitzvah that you have to do it because your Torah has to be al benas lasos. But here the word is that those 5 hours you get credit as if there were 5 hours of learning.
But that's only if I come back and learn.
Right. Exactly.
But if I
you don't come back and learn, so then you're learning what you did yesterday, the day before. You show that learning. You learned the sugin ksubis about going to a chasana, and now you did it. So the learning you did yesterday was a learning al manas lasos. It was haraya today when the maisa came up that you were supposed to do it. You did it, but those 5 hours that you spent made your learning from yesterday and the day before al manas lasos. But they themselves were not. It was a kiyum of chesed, but not a kiyum of Torah.
So then, if I have my daf yomi shared, I don't have to give it up for a wedding.
No, because you should give it up because it's gonna you're gonna add to the simcha. Without you, the wedding won't be the same simcha.
Yeah, but my Isaac b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. If I'm building a sukkah, I don't go to the wedding.
No, well that's a different. That's not necessarily.
Wherever there is a p'tur of Isaac b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah.
Yeah.
Wherever the p'tur is there.
No, but it's no. Maybe you do go to the wedding because Lamaisa, it's a mitzvah. No one's going to replace that the simcha that you're going to bring to Chasen Kala from other people, but the simcha that you could give to them is unique to you. And that's not going to be, so then you're mechuyev to give up the time. So now so you're mechuyev to give up the time and go to the wedding. But now the shaila is, and what schar did you get for those 5 hours that you were away? Did you get the schar of chesed? Or did you get a schar also of Talmud Torah? Not only for the Talmud Torah that you learned the day before when you were learning the halacha that you're supposed to go to a wedding and then do chesed, But during these 5 hours that you were at the wedding, it's either you were learning those 5 hours. So you get Schar of Talmud Torah. Yeah, how does this tie into the Avraham story? So he says like this, on page 17. He's Oz Dalet. It says that Sopir Yesh Mokum Ladun, the Taruvah Shar Mitzvah, Seinenu Giron, the Matbea, Birkas HaTorah, the Vada, the Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaNen, and Kol Shuhu, Ma'arba Mitzvah Acheres, or Shuh Ma'arba Hano Acheres, or is a pogim Bichudah Shel HaBracha. So when we have a bracha, we speak only about, when you put on the bracha of tefillin, you only speak about tefillin. When you put on a bracha of tzitzis, you only speak about tzitzis. But here, Avaraba is about many things. You know, the kind called Divei Salmo Torah Secha, you know, for Hirini Besar Secha, without making the meaning of Mitzvah Secha, it's about Torah, but it's about mitzvahs in general also. It's not miyuchad to Torah. So that's a chisaron l'chora. How could that be in Birkas HaTorah? Is it pogim b'yichudah shal ha-bracha? Shal kol bracha tziyach nos miyuchedes l'osa inyan shi'ba ha'ilof. V'taruv shal lo b'inyana b'vatel es his yachadusa shal ha-bracha. Imosa inyan sh'alav hi'ba. In other words, but you're missing out because now the bracha is too cloistic. It's not, you make a Birkas HaTorah, you only speak about the regular Birkas HaTorah, Nosan HaTorah, Asa B'Divrei Torah. It's only about Torah. So that's a good bracha. But here it's too, Masha'enke, B'Birkas HaTorah, B'Miachar, D'Chola Mitzvah, Kulam, Efshar Lem, Nizkayim, B'Torah, Kiyim, HaTanai, Shal Talmud Torah, Hore, L'Olam, Ein HaTanai, Shal Kiyum, Shal Maisa, Pogim, Esis, Yechadusa, Shal Abrochim, HaMais. In other words, the fact that we speak about mitzvah, all the mitzvahs, etc., so that what? That takes away the specificity, whatever you say, of the bracha. It's not specific to Torah. Oh, so that's the problem. So it says, referring to page 18 in the bottom, Kozim onu l'birkas avaraba, demru l'halacha, dimshana alasar as poterasi, gam l'birkas haTorah. So what's the pshat in Yerushalmi that... If you learn right away, according to the Yerushalmi, then you get the fee. It's not as responsible by Rizal. Halacha zuim impressive. The ikra adish shabirkas arabar yichol liftor birkas ator. Avol pisha yesh ba taruvis in yonim achel. Shashar mitzvahs. Hayim shum degam shar mitzvahs. Mavad taras kiya mitzvah shabahem. Because mitzvahs in general are not only, you can get a kiyam of a mitzvah, and you can get a kiyam of Talmud Torah in the mitzvah. If you would have been learning otherwise, that's the Chozer LeTalmudo. That's the Chiddush Rav Huna said in the Chozer LeTalmudo. If you Chozer LeTalmudo, then you get schar for Talmud Torah during the 5 hours that you were at the wedding. So the Zeh Anu Donin Kaf Dim Shana Al Asar. You know what Shana Al Asar means? You're learning right away after you speak about the mitzvahs. You learn. So what is that's the like the Chozer LeTalmudo. That's Shana Al Asar is Chozer LeTalmudo. So then it makes that all the mitzvahs that you mentioned in the bracha of Avaraba are not just kiyum mitzvahs alone, but they're a kiyum of Talmud Torah because the Shana Al Asar is parallel to the Rambam's Chozer LeTalmudo. And Mimela, now you made the bracha of Avaraba only about Torah, because it's Torah it mentioned, and all the mitzvahs that are mentioned are only can serve as a Birkas HaTorah if those mitzvahs are mitzvahs that you get a kiyum of Talmud Torah when you're doing them, and that's only if you would have been, as soon as you finish doing it, you go back, then you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really would have done it the whole time, but I had to do the mitzvah. So I show you, as soon as I finish the mitzvah, Chozer LeTalmudo, and that's the Shana Asar. So Mimela, all the mitzvahs that are mentioned in Avaraba are mitzvahs that have a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Mimela, the whole bracha is about Talmud Torah, and Mimela, the whole bracha is about Talmud Torah, and Mimela what? And Mimela, you can now serve as a Birkas HaTorah, because the chisaron that the Avaraba had is because it was too broad. was not only about Torah, it was mitzvahs. But if you learn afterwards, that's parallel to the Chozer LeTalmudo, and that makes all the mitzvahs mentioned in the Avaraba in Akim of Talmud Torah and Bemela. That's how it works. So that's and that's how we paskin lahalacha that according to the Yerushalmi that you have to learn right afterwards, and then Avaraba can count as a Birkas HaTorah. This is Rav Hutman's explanation. Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay, so that's the word. Okay, we'll take a 2-minute break now, and we'll go do Parshas HaShavua.